station. How's the lady?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think it's a devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you're on a
every chance you get. You every minute. You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And I am your host, B, as usual. Ah, yeah. Right here in RBN, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com. Yes. Before we get into the show, I would like to thank all of you who were listening in during the last 2 weeks. You know, it's in honor of Black History Month. Something I every year doing this show, I had planned on doing something for Black History Month, and either the month hits me before I know it, or I'm actually gone through the month without even noticing. Because things move too fast or whatever. You know, time works different for me than most people. So it's not the month that you're in, but it's the hour. It's always the hour. What's going on this hour? What's going on next hour? I live hourly instead of daily or weekly in concept like most people. But, yeah, so, again, I want to thank everybody for sticking through with that. I want to thank our listeners, our callers, who actually enriched the show. I didn't think I was going to have a single call throughout the whole thing because, you know, like it was said, you know, it's hard to look inside and face the dark, ugly truth when you live in your own denial bubble. So, there were a lot of people that added some good conversation, good points to the subject matter. Special thanks out to Frank out in New York. Special thanks to Mr. Over 9000 in Florida. Special thanks to my surrogate brother up in Canada. Ali, I want to thank, you know, Dave. Dave called in. Everybody. I would thank everybody, really. I shouldn't have to name everybody, but, you know, there were people that chipped in with their experiences. And that's what it's all about. I want to thank everybody. So, since we've had a heavy couple of weeks, you know, I actually wanted to do a show where I'm not raging and ticked off. I'd actually like to have a show here where we can, I don't know, have a little fun. Maybe a little laughter. So, I got some random topics here that we can go through. And, of course, you guys are welcome to call in at any point in time if you have something for us. That would be excellent as well. But for now, I kind of want to start with let's talk technology. Mike, let's skip to the Samsung video with my main man, Lewis Rossman, because I love how he talks about technology and the companies these days. Let's start with him.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Hope you're having a lovely day. So in this channel, we spend a fair amount of time talking about Apple, poking fun at Apple, going over some of the things that Apple does that I think are particularly garbage for both repair shops and the consumer. But as I say, many other companies also suck, and I figured this would be an excellent opportunity to discuss something funny that happened today. So this came across on Reddit while I was reading through. I did think it may have been a promoted post or something because I wasn't looking for this, but I found it even though it doesn't have a lot of upvotes. It says, "Hello there, we're Jack's Wyatt and Drew Blackard from Samsung, and Mike Roberts from Qualcomm. We just announced the Galaxy S23 series at Unpacked, and we're excited to host our first Ask Me Anything. We'll be answering your questions starting at 1 p.m. Eastern on February 6th. Ask us anything. Now, I've done many AMAs in the past, and I try my best to answer as many questions as I can. Some questions are, you know, kind of douchey in nature, and when those occur, I'll sometimes respond with something that's, a little bit thorny. But at the end of the day, I try to answer as many of these as I can, and this is one that I found that I thought that was very reasonable that I had posted. It says, are there any plans to develop a phone that fits in the average person's hand again, similar to the S10e? Are there any plans to develop a phone with a microSD card slot and a headphone jack, or perhaps a removable battery? Does Samsung ever plan to make schematics available or support right to repair into the future?" Which I thought were very fair questions. One thing you find interesting here is that there's 260 comments in this thread. However, when you take a look at it in an incognito window like I tried to in a different Brave tab, this happens. You go from 260 comments to, "My comment is missing," and then you scroll down a little bit and you have, okay, this with 5 comments, like one there, one here. This is like 15 comments, maybe. Maybe 15, maybe 17, like max. So about 90% of the posts in this Ask Me Anything by Samsung have been deleted. Because, in my opinion, they were probably asking probing questions that were difficult to answer. And rather than actually answer something that's easy to answer, rather than answer a softball or be open to answering the question, they just delete it. And again, Samsung... Like, there was this time, like, 10 years ago where I thought Samsung was awesome and amazing and so much better than Apple in so many ways. And I was a fanboy. I had a Samsung Galaxy S4G back in 2010. The screen was much nicer than the screen on my HTC Incredible. It was, it seemed to be a freedom-respecting device to some extent. I had a replaceable battery, I had a headphone jack. Yet as time moves on, unfortunately, things change. So you have them making fun of Apple because Apple removed the headphone jack. And then they remove their own headphone jack, and then they take down their commercials making fun of Apple for removing the headphone jack. You have Samsung announcing a self-repair program where the battery is glued to the screen and costs over $200. You have televisions that are filled with advertisements. You have Samsung spending money on lobbyists to accuse independent repair centers of installing TikTok onto customer phones, and then they start pre-installing TikTok onto customer phones. You have Samsung going out of their way to try to destroy the independent repair industry by trying to claim that every single one of the replacement screens that we are utilizing for their products and other people's products are infringing on their patent for the pattern of pixel formation in an AMOLED. You have Galaxy earbuds, which are virtually disposable. I'll be honest, yeah, like 2010, even 2012, 13, I like Samsung. I thought they were a good company. As time goes on, yeah, not so much. Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and let me know if you have any question that you'd look forward to having deleted by these very, very, very thin-skinned people. Again, like, it's one thing if you're cursing, saying F you, you're mean, you're an app, blah, blah, blah. Literally asking, are you going to make a device that fits in my hand, has a micro SD card and a headphone jack, and do they plan a support right to repair? Like, no personal attacks, no salt. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. That's it for today, and as always, I hope you learned something.
All right. Yeah, that was Lewis Rossman. Go to his YouTube channel. A wealth of tech news and information. He's a repair guy. He's like, I don't want to be judgmental, but I think it's a good thing. I mean, the guy, you can tell his brain's going a million miles an hour, you know, with his mannerisms and the way he moves, he makes eye contact. You can tell the guy's a freaking genius. Nerdy as nerd can be. Rather good looking. I mean, the guy's, great shape and all that. So it's kind of weird how that happens. Good-looking guys just turn out to be total freaking nerds. I mean, that's the way I was growing up. Yeah, A-string football, you know, but at the same time, champion of the chess club. But, yeah, great channel. But as far as, Samsung, we talked about the whole right to repair, the monopoly, all that stuff before, but I think it's just hilarious how blatant some of these technological standards get changed. Yes, the newer Samsung phones, there's no SD slot, there's no headphone jacks anymore, for example, a little woman, she's got one, and you can't hook up anything to it except for the power port. If you want headphones, you gotta use the I think it's the power port, or you have to, yeah, it's a power port that has a different little adapter to it. Stick your earphones into it, which is hard to find. They want you to Bluetooth it. They want you to use the Bluetooth technology. You know, so anything to drown your surroundings and signals. It's a lot easier for the government to monitor things when they're being radio frequenced, RF'd. As long as your device is emitting something, it can be picked up by, I'm pretty sure, something that's related to, but far more advanced than the Van Eck fishing, which is, you know, if you don't know what that is, that's when you got a government agent sitting outside in his van, outside your place, pointing a radar dish at your electronics. You can literally read every keystroke you press to what's on the monitor. That technology is so old. I believe it was first shown to the public in 1974. So for about as long as we've had computers, the government's been able to have ways to monitor. So before the first person in the world had their very own personal computer at home, the government's had this technology of spying on your devices years in advance. I'm sure that was, you know, because of intelligence spying on different other governments, down to spying on corporations, and then obviously down to the individual citizen. But anyways, I digress. We've got Samsung that, you know, I don't see how they can cut these other companies out. Just companies that make hardware and hardware to use, like micro SD cards. So you can store stuff and be able to move it. But no, they want everything in the cloud now. Apple was first to monopolize this idea, and then Samsung's trying to ride their coattails, probably in compliance to the government. Yeah, they've made their hard drives a little bigger, you know, 128, maybe 256 gigs of data you can actually store on your phone now, which is a little larger than your average micro SD card, but still. It's stored on your device, and it's not movable as far as physically. You have to move it electronically. So that means more people are apt to use online storage, which obviously government can see without any problem. You're tapped into any cloud that you know. I mean, Facebook executives were communicating privately, censoring people over private cloud servers, right? That showed up in court, right? So, yeah, I prefer having personal storage. I don't use the cloud for anything except for maybe my saved game files through Steam, which isn't a big deal. It's just game progress and a game through a digital platform, which takes responsibility in making sure that your stuff works. That's about as public as I have anything on any private or any cloud service. Anything else? No. I gotta have it on my device. I gotta store it on my micro SDs. I wanna be able to take that micro SD out and put it into another device if I want to. I don't care that Samsung's devices have huge storage, just, you know, 256 gigs. That phone gets screwed. Well, guess what? You lost everything on the. You can't even open it up to take out the batteries. You can't slide and exchange the batteries. If the device has any problems, it's done. Forcing you to go and buy another one. At least for the older phones, you can swap out the micro SD cards. You could take out the battery, replace the battery. Hell, even in the older phones, the actual operating system used to be on micro SD cards, 16 gig cards. When I would break a phone, I'd be like, okay, well, screw it. I'll just open it up and take out the micro SD card and put it into a similar phone and reflash the operating system back onto it. Now, these days, even if you do break a phone, you can't really salvage it. You break it open, the operating system is on a little chip that's in the board. Can't pry that off or use it. So it's just more ways to suck money out of you. I'm so tired of everything being designed to suck money out of you. And if it's a good product, it's a good product. It's worth having, worth buying. You know, I keep it old school. My phones are old. I think the newest Samsung I have is the Galaxy S10. So, because it still has the old features. And it's a part of one of my backup internet, in case, you know, my main internet gets hacked or taken down. I can just hardline it into the computer, USB tether, and it service, and I'm good. So, I don't know. I really want people to definitely appreciate technology, your old technology, and stick with it as much as possible. Because if you're not switching over to the new stuff, it will slow down the industry on the quote-unquote advances that it makes for us. Hilarious. Anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little stereo, I used to be the champion. Oh, I always wonder when I will be the number one. When I was a little stereo, I used to be the champion. Oh, I always wonder when I will be the number one.
Yes, on the digital wheels are still there, Massad Mike. Most definitely need to show my appreciation there. He's been with me for a long time here, and I'm definitely glad he didn't jump the shark while we're during Black History Month. Yes, my very own cisgendered white male, keeping the airwaves steady.
Woot.
Yeah.
Woot.
While I'm doing my black man thing, we've got him over there in the black cave being my Alfred. Yeah. Right there in front of the black computer. No.
the mix board is black. Is that racist?
Oh, yeah. See, there we go.
Righto, sir. Righto.
Here we go. All right. Well, yeah. Well, we got to keep this thing moving right along. And I want to I guess for brevity's sake, let's. I really wanted to do a whole Karen show and my little Black History Month stint there, but there's just way too many videos. I wouldn't even have known where to start. And I do want to keep the tradition of at least playing one Dr. Rashad video per show. It's just too good. He's too awesome. So I'm going to give him a permanent segment on the show. It's crazy people out there. It's just crazy people out there. I don't know what happened to these people, where they come from, but at least we can have a little fun with them. We can have our laughs every now and again. We got Karen in the drive-thru. Let's play this clip, please.
Do you want to be the one to get me pregnant?
No,
you could be the mailman.
I'm sorry.
Come on, you want to get me pregnant?
No, I don't. I'm so sorry.
Do you want to get me pregnant?
No.
Everyone's talking about it. You're leading the charge to get to kill this chick. Hey, think about that. You're the Liberty Kill man. You are the Liberty
I'm sorry,
kill
man.
Do you want to get me pregnant?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Come on.
No, I don't. What? I don't.
All right, so I'm going to highlight this from a different perspective, okay? Because we do not know the mental health condition of the woman who posed the question, all right? We're not aware. But I will say this, I thought the guy handled it quite well. Now, in some circumstances, that would have been a different response. But to the gentleman who had the question posed to him, sir, it's actually a compliment. However you look at this, all right? It's a compliment to you. Something about you was special. All right, Ben, thoughts here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird, right? Like, that's weird. I don't know. Like, I'm going to chalk this up to, I have no evidence for this, but, like, I feel like this is the defining character of, like, the time. Like, a combination of COVID and people being, like, hyper online, I feel like it is really just sort of, like, I'm going to be real, right? Like, I think the internet is rotting people's brains a little bit. And, like, people are getting way too comfortable, like, crossing, like, different boundaries and stuff like that. And so, like, you know, because this is just deeply inappropriate, right? This is just deeply inappropriate, right? Like, don't ask random people to get you pregnant, please, for the love of God. And, like, I don't know, call it like the internet, call it entitlement, call it whatever you want. But, like, I think fundamentally, like, especially people who have been relatively privileged throughout their lives, right? You need to understand the impact that your behavior is going to have on somebody. Because, unfortunately, our society is very, very bad at teaching people who are privileged to respect the boundaries of other people and to, like, to think about, like, how might somebody else react to what I'm saying? Or if they said this to me, how would I react? And just that little bit of, like, empathy and recognizing that other people are also human, I think is just really, really critical in this time.
I guess you and I disagree. If a young lady comes up to me and says, Doc, you want to get me pregnant? I'm going to say no, but I would be flattered. Welcome to Indisputable. I'm your host, Dr. Rashad Richard.
All right. You know, depending on the lady, when she says, hey, you want to get me pregnant? You want to get me pregnant? I might say, no, but can we practice? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's crazy because she's not getting any. You know? Maybe this person was cooped up way too long and just needed some male attention. Who knows? But it's, are we in a day and age, though, that we can actually go and just ask people for random impregnations? Oh, my gosh. Anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hey, I think about the day. My girl ran away with my pay. My fellas came to play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she put up. And I'm just a sucker with a lump in my throat. Like a chump, 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 like a chump. This should not be feeling bad, this should not be feeling good. It's kinda sad, I'm the laughing stock of the neighborhood. And you would think that I'd be moving on, but I'm a sucker like I said, off the bend of head. And maybe she just made a mistake, and I should give her a break. My heart'll ache either way. Hey, what the hell, what you want me to say? I won't lie.
All right, okay. Yes, we are back. And you know what, guys? I forgot it is Wednesday. And we might end up just simulcasting with Red Pill Nation with Naroki 5. I would like to see if my producer, Mike, is aware of the call, if he can jump in there. We will do that. And I would like to keep you entertained before we do. These switchovers, when you simulcast, are a bit rough. Oh, boy. And you know, that's always a funny deal. Always have fun with Naroki and the gang. And, you know, I think we're going to have fun, at least for the rest of the week. Again, the topics are just so so drained me the past 2 weeks. I definitely am going to keep up having a little more fun over the next couple days. And then we'll get back to business as usual on Monday. And, yeah, we will try the transition. So, you know what, we might have to, I don't know, a little short musical something that lets us get started. Maybe another little commercial break, and then we won't have any more commercial breaks for the next hour and a half. Balance that out.
All right, let's do that.
And then, yeah, let's please do that. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Research, just like Planned Parenthood.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, guys. Mike is here.
Black kids. Planned Parenthood.
Mike is here. I just request we keep it clean for the next hour and 20 minutes. And then after that.
Nonsense, poopy pants.
Oh, bleepity bleep 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 bleep. RPN 9297. Bleep 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 bleep. Rear suit.
Crack, piss, and damn there. I got it out of the way.
All right, Mike, you tell us.
My mother loves to suck my Jimmy Jams. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I'm going to hit the record button here.
Jimmy James sandwiches.
And I'm record button hit. I said record button hit.
Oh, is that for me? Okay.
That's for... Oh, wait. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, well, I got your back, homie, because somebody else ain't paying attention.
All right, thanks for recording. I'm recording as well. Hey, everybody. Bleep, 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 Red Pill Nation 297. Bleep, 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 Naroki 5. Bleep, 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 my long-term partner and... potentially liker of animals in ways that bleep 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 bleep. Rearson, introduce yourself.
Well, I assure you, bestiality is not within my vocabulary nor any preferences. Oh, I got nothing on.
All right, okay, carrying on. Bleep, 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 bleep. Never seen his face. Bleep, 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 bleep. V, introduce yourself.
Well, you guys know that I am V, host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show on RBN, which we are currently simulcasting on right now. So let's have some fun.
Yes, yeah, as you can clearly see, we're very family-friendly based on the amount of bleeping that we've had so far. And finally, bleep, 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 coming from Florida, Angel Espino.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I like to bleep myself sometimes. Sometimes I bleep others. But for the most part, when I bleep hardcore. Now, I'm going to bleep, bleep, bleep all the way to a quick bio. I'm Angel Espino from AngelEspino.com. PSN Radio, South Florida Radio, where we bleep each other on a nightly basis only for self-gratification and, of course, long walks on the beach. Ladies, if you like what you see, call me and I'll introduce you to myself and we can bleep each other to death.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Any snowflakes, NPCs, SJWs, feminists, progressives, far leftists or whatever, if you don't like this show, well, you can go bleep yourself. Yes, that yes, you can actually go bleep yourself. Because like, yes. Probably nobody else will. Ooh, all right.
I can bleep them if they want.
Wow, that stung. Damn.
All right, so... for those of you who don't know, I'm still at Patreon as the Rookie Five. I'm at Subscribestar as the Red Pill Nation. YouTube, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, Brighteon, MGTOW TV are the platforms that I'm on so far. I am also still, well, actually, I'm actually amazed I'm still on Facebook. I'm still on Facebook, but somehow I'm still on Facebook. MeWe, Gab, Minds, Parler, not really. I stopped using Parler. Getter, a few chat sites that I won't get into. I'm pretty much everywhere right now. I may start up another Twitter channel. I'm not sure if it's going to get specifically for this show, but we'll see. There, as it so turns out, the city I live in, they're having a big, huge meeting up in North Edmonton about 15-minute cities tomorrow, which I may choose to attend. And Ryerson, looks like I managed to score work for the month today, so, but it doesn't start for another week yet, so we'll see. But otherwise, I'm pretty good. So the topics for Red Pill Nation Hangout number 297. We're going to start off with a doozy. Kyle Rittenhouse is sued by two of the three people who assaulted him in Kenosha. Two, Harry and Meghan have meltdown over South Park episode. That one is just hilarious.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Ant-Man, this is the change I had to make because I got misleading information about the budget for Ant-Man Quantumania. Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania tanking with so-so story. Yeah, I got misleading information on its budget. Topic number four, and this one just had a recent revision too because apparently Amber Heard doesn't like anybody. People are walking out of the Aquaman preview screenings. Not a good sign. Topic number five, the Marvel's release date keeps getting pushed back. Gee, I wonder why. And topic number six, did China and the CCP steal the Canadian election in 2021? There's some really interesting stuff about that. Although it actually doesn't have to do with the voting machines this time, because it's a slightly different system in Canada as it is in the U.S. for the U.S. listeners. So with that, let me just can I get the timestamp? And I need it to the second, Angel.
Yes, sir. Timestamp is 11:47 or 11:42 on this one. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Yep, there we go. We've got it. All right. So, thank you very much, Angel. So, yeah, the order of topic tonight is going to be myself, Angel, V, and then Ryerson, of course, doing what he loves to do, taking up the rear.
Yes. He is a master of that.
Stay away from the reach around you, goddamn app.
Yes.
Good to know everybody's making assumptions about my preferences. Excellent. Love it.
Not an assumption.
Well, it is literally your pronoun. It's literally your pronoun, Ryerson.
Assumption is just
you did ass. This to yourself there, bud.
Screw you one and all. And on that note, I'm just going to S-T-F-U for a little while.
Well, I mean, you guys can come up here and we can actually find all the marbles, and that was my sanity when I allegedly lost. They're somewhere in southern Alberta. I haven't been able to find any of them. That's why we have one standard at the Red Pill Nation Hangout, and that's no standard. We used to have a standard, but Ruerson destroyed that standard. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he tends to do it. He's like King Midas, as I was told. Everything that he touched turns to poo.
Oh.
Or something like that.
All right, so topic.
I assure you, I am not into bodily fluids.
And not one swear word has been issued yet, except for a lot of bleeping. Okay, so the first topic, Kyle Rittenhouse was being sued by two of the three people who assaulted him in Kenosha. Mm-hmm. This may come as a massive shocker. The legal firm that is backing these two lawsuits is based out of Chicago, and they are the same legal firm that has backed up most of the Democratic machine in the Midwest.
Mm.
So this is not a surprise. So the two people that are suing him, the first one, and this was the guy who actually got his bicep basically vaporized when he ran at Kyle Rittenhouse with a loaded Glock, was reported on the record in hospital saying that he had every intention of using it, but somehow or another. You know, the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse was attempting to defend himself from a guy charging at him with a loaded Glock and admitted as much on the stand is attempting to sue Kyle Rittenhouse for emotional damages, and also trying to say that the Kenosha police and Kyle were working in concert with Kyle Rittenhouse to, quote unquote, deprive him of his rights.
Emotional damage.
Oh my feelings.
Yes, it's his fifis got hurt. Of course, you know, this has already been proven in court. The second guy is the individual who ran up to him and hit him over the head with a skateboard, which had steel reinforcement on the bottom, and ended up getting shot in the head because Kyle Rittenhouse, for some strange reason, wouldn't just lie down and die and allow himself to get beaten to death by all the people that were pursuing him. So his parents are attempting to sue him on the basis that allegedly, and this is something that I got into a few discussions with online over that particular incident, that he was actually trying to disarm Kyle Rittenhouse, which was why, of course, he ran up behind him at full speed and hit him over the head with a steel-reinforced skateboard. Makes perfect sense. Both of these, and of course, right, Kyle Rittenhouse immediately went, and he was smart enough to use Give, Send, Go as opposed to GoFundMe to do it, to fund a legal defense against these against both of these lawsuits. Of course, he's getting all of the usual detractors who, including, there's still some people that apparently still seem to think that the people that Kyle Rittenhouse shot were actually black. They're not. It's pretty clear that, I mean, these lawsuits, even if they do manage to make it all the way into a courthouse, I mean, realistically, they don't have much of a chance of actually finding something. But, I mean, here's the thing, right? When it comes to a jury trial, you never know, right? Highly unlikely that they're going to be able to get anything out of Kyle Rittenhouse, but this whole thing with Kyle Rittenhouse, which, I mean, probably hopefully this will be the wake-up call, because Kyle Rittenhouse has been, and I think we both know this, he's been kind of dragging his feet in terms of which people he's going to actually legally go after first. And I mean, this has been pointed out a couple of times, like, when is Kyle Rittenhouse going to start taking pew? He's going to start launching counter lawsuits, and he still hasn't done it. Now, maybe Kyle Rittenhouse is a guy who, I mean, after having already gone through the trial process once and seeing how painful it was, does not want to have to spend the majority of his 20s going in and out of a courthouse. The only problem is that the people that are involved are going to come, we're going to eventually try and come for him with lawsuits that really aren't going to work. And I'm not going to go into the details here. Not in big detail. A guy, by the way, the guy who testified, Gage Rosenkreutz, actually traveled further to get to Kenosha than Kyle Rittenhouse did, except it was in the same state. And yeah, I've seen the video on BitChute where it's quite clear he has a loaded gun and he is charging at Rittenhouse with it. And trying to say that apparently he was in the process of raising it when he got shot. And it's sort of like, you know, I don't know what kind of world Gage lives in, but I mean, based upon the actions that you've seen Gage Rosenkreutz say since the trial and at the trial itself, I can imagine that Gage Rosenkreutz is probably not a particularly likable individual. That's just and the same thing with the guy. I mean, not much of a tough guy to be running up behind the guy who is clearly retreating at this point, hit him over the head with a skateboard, and then try to grab his gun, and then somehow, you know, the fact that there's other people converging on him and that Kyle Rittenhouse didn't just lie down and allow these people to beat him to death and shot at the guy who had just previously hit him over the head with a skateboard probably not likely. And there's a really good possibility these cases will get tossed out before they even get to the courthouse, but that's not the aim of this. The aim of this is to basically make Kyle Rittenhouse's life as uncomfortable as humanly possible. Now, maybe Kyle does not want to be going into a courthouse constantly for the next 10 to 15 years. But I mean, I think it's been kind of I think this whole thing has been kind of decided for him. And hopefully Kyle will, I mean, he's going to get the money to engage in his defense in the first place. But I mean, yeah, hopefully Kyle will learn that it's like, even if you want to be left alone, they're not going to leave you alone. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Angel.
Thank you for making me first on that, El Capitan, because I've been itching at the bits to talk about this one. This Kyle Rittenhouse thing is both hilarious and sad. I mean, to think that there's still people in this country who think this kid is out there killing black people is ridiculous. First of all, there was one African-American, one black kid, who went up to him and was trying to stab him, and he got shot at. He ran. He never got shot. He got shot at. Kyle missed. That was the very first shot, which a lot of people don't talk about. And yes, that was a black dude. But the guys who got hit were all white guys. He didn't shoot based on color. He shot based on the fact that they were trying to kill him. I mean, if you think about this, he is on the ground and somebody's coming at him with a skateboard to hit him in the head with a steel skateboard. What do you want him to do, like Naruki said? Lay there and take it and die? I mean, people say, well, you don't ever know. You know, they might have been trying to take his gun away. Oh, yeah? Were they doing that to the guy they pulled out of a car that same night and beat him half to death? You think Cal didn't know that? That happened hours earlier. And the guy was just trying to leave the scene. Okay? And they pulled this one guy out of a car and beat him till the... I don't know. I think he might have died at the hospital. I'm not sure. But, I mean, that was going on. Cal was running. He wasn't running at anyone. He was running away from people. And I find it hysterical that this one guy got his bicep blown off, that he's coming forward at all. I mean, this guy not only had every intention to do harm, okay, he is on video when they're trying to cure his arm, which was hysterical, smoking weed. Now, I used to enjoy the weed, but let me ask you, how serious is this guy, white guy, by the way, when he's on video smoking pot, saying that he wishes nothing more that he would have shot Kyle, that he actually would have been the one to shoot Kyle Rittenhouse? Now, how do you take this guy serious in any lawsuit? I mean, this is the equivalent of throwing away time in court. I hope that, you know, not only Cal sues his ass, but I hope that the entire state goes after him. I hope that this guy, you know, gets countersued into oblivion. And, yeah, Kyle, I agree. Kyle needs to start, you know, manning up. He needs to start laying out lawsuits, not just to people like that guy, but the president, Joe Biden, needs to get sued because he spoke a lot of nonsense about Kyle. People like LeBron James needs to get sued because he spoke a lot of nonsense about Kyle. The View and all the witches on there, they all need to get sued, starting with Whoopi and Jay Behar and all these lunatics that are on that show. They all need to get sued because until this day, they still vilify this boy who did nothing wrong. For those of you who say, oh, he didn't live in the area, that was also a lie. He lived in that city until 2 weeks prior when his mother moved 15 minutes away from the city. He belonged there. His father still lived there. They had just separated. That's why they moved. His friends were all there. His girlfriend was there. More importantly, the business owned by minorities, which is a car dealership, was in Kenosha, and he was there helping his friends clean the area from the night before. This kid went to school there. He belonged in that area. Everybody that he knew was there. So for that narrative to still be pushed by the left, that he didn't belong there, that he crossed state lines, man, you don't know anything. None of these people watched the trial. They're still in this delusional cloud nine. They're some kind of a white supremacist. Hey, guess what? He was all for Black Lives Matter, the term, before anybody knew who he was. He said it himself. He was a liberal before all of this. I'm sure he's not a liberal now. I'm sure he's left that party mind behind. But it's like everything. If they find you and they want to make a narrative, they're going to do that. They've done a narrative on this guy. And it's disgusting to see, but I do hope he sues the pants out of everybody. And you know what? It's incredible that we're this far away from what happened, and people still think that he's out there shooting black kids. To me, that is just amazing. And in the next few months, I want to see him go into court and start shooting some people. I mean, I agree 100%, Rookie.
Thank you very much, V.
Yes, well, this one is straight out of the Fed's playbook, okay? As far as I know, these two individuals, they're convicted criminals. They're pedophiles, aren't they? Isn't one of them?
Well, no, the first guy. The first guy is a pedophile.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he molested multiple kids, spent years in prison, just to get you updated on one week along.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo, Gleefully,
and he had gone out that day from the mental hospital after spending time there for nearly killing his girlfriend. Plus, he had gotten out of the prison a few weeks before, where he spent 8 years in prison for child, or 5 years in prison for child molestation of an 8-year-old boy, an 8 to 13-year-old boy, sodomizing kids.
I remember now. Yeah. Okay, so.